You are here on the northern tip of the former island of Schokland. That island was evacuated in 1859 and given over to the sea. So the island was empty, deserted, and uninhabited from then on. However, this port was too important, so it became active again soon afterwards. And that is why a number of government officials continued to live here on the island with their families. In 1901, another house for the lightkeeper was built. Harmsmit was second harbor master, but he was much more. He operated the foghorn. Fish were skipped here. Harmsmit was the director and accountant of that fish auction. Schokland received a telephone connection in 1908. Harmsmit became government telegraph office manager of the PTT. A shop. Run by Harmsmit and his wife. The post office? Indeed. Disagreement? Harmsmit was an unpaid national police officer. Port fees had to be paid and collection was not always easy. Greedy skippers sometimes moored their ships at the pilings just outside the harbor. But Harmsmit came towards them in a dinghy. Payment had to be made. When the sea was frozen, the ships sometimes waited here for a long time. Happy with Harmsmit's shop. He kept track of the costs. Harmsmit has lived on Schokland all his life. The last king of Emmeloord, as he was called by the fishermen. He left Emmeloord when the Noordoostpolder dried up and Schokland was not an island, but only an awkward hill in that new flat polder. After he left, he never came here again. He wanted to remember Schokland as an island. He died in 1950 and found his final resting place in Kampen with his wife. When their grave was cleared, the stone was placed in the garden of the lightkeeper's house at the request of the relatives. Harmsmit is where he always wanted to be, on Schokland.